We are back with part 2 to session 1 of our Sprawl game. Again, the players were Sharon, Katie, Richard, James, Steven, and Michael. This starts right in where we left off on the previous recording with no pause. So you might want to go back to the previous episode and listen to the last 5 minutes again, just to get back into the plot. For those listeners that are still with us and like sending us messages, and we do love getting them, leave that love on either our Google Plus group or sending us email directly to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. If you have a request for a game you'd like to hear us play, I'd welcome those suggestions as well.
The information you get is that they're both cutting it. One of them is cutting it heavier than the other.
Now, if they're cutting it, does that mean that they have the pure stuff somewhere and they're just trying to stretch it out?
Well, that's your conjecture. What do you guys think about that?
Just out of curiosity, based on the price versus the concentration versus price versus purity, which one had the better deal?
They were both about the same price, of course, which is...
The firing range had 60-40.
Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Yeah.
So the firing range had the more pure for the same price. Mm-hmm. For the same price.
For the same price.
The other one was like 20-80.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, the question is, which one looked like they were distributing more? Was it the firing range or the arcade?
I saw people getting it at the arcade.
You saw them getting him probably another drug since you were directed directly to Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's my assumption.
Yeah.
Sure. And, crap, what was his name? The 2-foot beard guy.
Gary.
Gary said that the special had been rather popular.
The one who's cutting it less possibly means that they have more of it on hand, so they don't need to cut it as much as the other guys to make it stretch.
Okay.
And if we need to, we can always hit them both.
I'm wondering if they're both getting it from another source and they're both just making it stretch until they can get a better supply from a different source.
They always do that, but let's just hit them.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. What contact did you want to tap?
Now, tell me if I can't do this, but I was kind of thinking that... Because in the beginning you said that we have contacts with these two branches of the main gang, and I was wanting to create one because I knew Sticky when we were kids, and Sticky has sticky fingers, and he needed me to... help recreate something that he used instead of selling, to see if we could get more information from him.
Okay.
He's in the distributing, or he's like, not distributing, but he's like the low-level gopher, do this, do that kind of person.
Sure, out of which, you can choose out of which of the two distributors, the one out of the video arcade or one out of the shooting range.
Unless the group objects, I was going to say the video arcade.
Yeah, that's what you missed when you were gone, is they were just trying to figure out who they think has the largest amount by how much it was split by.
Okay.
The splits for the firing range were 60-40, 60 being the purity, and whereas the arcade is only 20% pure, so 20-80.
I believe, actually, Bert said The sugar range was 40% pure.
Yeah, the 40% was the purity, 60% was the cut sugar. Yeah.
Pardon me. Oh, but still twice as pure.
Yep. Same price.
Okay, well, then let's go for the shooting range.
Okay, so...
I've got Sticky is my friend.
All right, just write it down somewhere, because you can use him later on. But when you declare a context, we have to see how useful he's going to be to you.
Okay.
So we make a context roll, and what is it with? What's context with again? Is it style or edge?
Style.
Style. With style. Okay, so context with style.
Okay.
Oh, nice roll. Let's see, how helpful is that?
Have you determined Cookie's stats, by the way?
Yeah, I've filled them out.
Yeah, Bert will need to make a character for you on the roll 20 so you can add them in and add all the stuff to your sheet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'll do it once we're done with this one here.
Yeah.
Where is the list? I can't find... I really hate this PDF.
Are you looking for style?
No, I'm looking for the context roll to see what you get with that.
I am not using the PDF. I am using the Word doc that's there, and it's, hey, you get what you need, and you get a little something extra.
This is
either Intel or Gear.
Oh,
no, that's not Hit the Grid. So.
This is Hit the Street. Yeah. When you go to a contact for help. Roll style. Plus 7, you get what you want. Plus 10, you get a little something extra. If you roll 7 through 9, though, you have to choose 2 from a list. I'll cut and paste the list into the chat.
Yep, so she got an 11.
Oh, she just gets what she wants, then.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so what are you...
Either Intel or Gear, depending on whether you want more gear for the tech person.
So what do you want to know from Cookie?
Well, I want to know... if he knows where the line is next. Like, his people are selling the 4060 stuff, and I want to know if he knows who he's getting the next bump in the supply chain above them.
Oh, okay. So here's what you get from Cookie. He's like, no one's supposed to know about all this stuff yet. I'm surprised you're still so with it there, Cookie. Truth is, the supply, we got what we got. It's going to be another 6 months before we get any more in. We're doing pretty well here. I think the boss wants to start cutting it a bit more. Our competitors across the street, they're already cutting it down, watering it out more than we are now. I mean, we got, maybe a good, 3 kilos of the stuff.
Oh, that's a lot, Cookie.
It's got to last for 6 months, though. I mean, it's not all that much.
And they told you where they put this stuff, Sticky? Because, the last time I talked to you, I had to use up a lot of expensive materials so they wouldn't murder you.
Yeah. Well, they keep the stuff on ice. I don't know why. They come in these fancy boxes with that damn company it's got that leaf design, the Chlorogen place. It's stamped on all the boxes. They keep it in the deep freeze.
And I hope they padlock it from you, Sticky.
Padlocked? Things like Fort Knox. I mean, you wouldn't know what we have to go through just to get the beef out of there to make the burgers.
Sticky.
Well, what do you? I mean, are you buying? I mean, I could probably get you a good deal. I mean, Cookie, you know me.
Yes, I do know you, Sticky. Interesting. I'm start talking about chemical structures and how ice would help them be stable and going on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
You lose them pretty quick. He's like, is this something you wanted, Cookie? My boss, I've only got a half hour break and you taking up? No, I got to eat. I'm kind of a small guy, Cookie.
Oh, Sticky. That's great. And it's the freezer in the back that they're keeping this?
We've only got the one.
Okay, just checking. All right, Sticky.
But you wouldn't believe. I mean, retinal scanner, keypad. Next, what are they going to be asking for blood next? Just to get some lousy rolls for the dogs. I mean, jeez.
Oh, Sticky. Sorry, brain's not working.
You got a really good roll, so I'll give you. He's like, you know, don't tell anybody, Cookie. Of course you wouldn't tell anybody. You're always good at keeping things to yourself. You know, a bunch of us, we smoke out back, you know, every now and then. And, you know, this, Lyle, he's this new guy, but, he figured out a way to get into that freezer. We don't have to go through all that rigmarole. You know, it's a small, you know, Lyle's about the only one to get back there. It's a really small, like, little access. I think they used to stick the ice in through there or something.
Really?
Yeah, but it's right next to the hamburger and hot dog buns. So, you know, we don't have to go through all that stupid security crap to get all those things out.
And you said he works with you?
Yeah, Lyle. Yeah, he works the night shift.
Okay, awesome. Sticky? Is he going to be here tonight?
He seems to be looking over some kind of chart or something. It's, yeah, Lyle's in tonight.
Oh, good. Great, Sticky. Thanks. Go eat your lunch.
Oh, thanks. Hot dogs again? Damn. Hangs up. All right, so there you go. Done a little bit more legwork. You know that the one place apparently keeps their stuff on cold storage in a heavily locked ice bin. It apparently, though, has a door that people have forgotten about. Small door.
And not one of us is going to fit through it, and the Cookie is particularly small.
She's a little nerd.
All right. I'll pick her up and throw her in the javelin.
I have meat at minus one.
We better never get into a fight.
That just means you're not good at fighting or taking hits.
Yes. Okay.
So, that's what we have Argus for.
Yeah. All right. So here's my idea. Since we're only going to get, 3 kilos from the fire shooting range?
Yep.
Stage
we'll
it.
Hit them bath.
If we can steal that without them knowing we've taken it until they go in to cut it again, and we take some of their guns and hit the other place as if they're trying to get the supply so they don't run out. Try to keep it mixed up in the Yasuki so we're not in the spotlight.
They're cutting it with sugar, right?
Yes.
So we need 3 kilos of sugar that we can quickly package to look like their stash.
Well, can you fake up something a bit better looking than that, Cookie? Can you do that quickly? I mean, obviously, it's just saying that it a bit more resembles the drug than sugar does.
Yes, and she goes into a long, complicated spiel about how she can mimic the structure, but it won't actually do anything for you in,
within an hour or so?
That'll take about maybe 3 hours. Because, you know, you have to let it set and stuff about fragile crystalline structures.
Because if we can do that to fake it, because if they sort of just do a quick taste test, we don't want to say, oh, it's sugar. But if it's faking, if it looks like something else, then if it looks close to it, then it's going to take them longer to realize that. Hang on a minute, this ain't the real stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I make sure I get the real stuff when I do it. I mean.
So. What do you need to whip up, say, 7 kilos of this?
Well, I have the +3 gear that I could just say that I have the stuff. Chemistry
you can.
Set.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Heck, you can just say you have the stuff that you need to whip up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So whip up, say, anywhere between 7 and 10 kilos so that we know we can put out 3 kilos here, but we don't know how much the other place might have.
Okay. I can
so we don't
do
have to
that.
Do this twice.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, Bert.
Yes.
For my move, here's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
How specific do you need me to get?
I mean, I don't need, like, specifics, but give a broad outline of what you want to do.
I think for the move, here's the plan. You basically have to give a task to each person that you want affected by your move.
All right. Here's the plan. We have Jack and Cookie get into the back room / freezer area and... He slides her, gets her in, she does her test, get out with the stuff. Does anybody have an idea how we can grab some of their guns while we're there?
So are you just grabbing their guns when... I don't know.
Don't want to be too obvious that we've taken them, but...
What do we want the guns for?
Framing them.
Perfect. Do they have anything particularly distinctive? Guns are guns.
Bert, did I happen to notice anything particularly distinctive when I was there?
Yeah, the ammo that you bought, that you could buy there has like a logo on it.
By the way, Cookie, here, have some chips, whatever the coins from the other arcade place that I have left over that you may accidentally drop while in the, freezer room.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, you've got to do it both ways, man. Go both ways.
You know, I'm thinking in terms of trying to get their guns out, that might be more trouble than it's worth.
Well, we've established we just need some of their ammo now.
Yes, and they can just pick that up when they're going through the room, buy some ammo, throw it in a bag.
Yeah, and if we see their...
Heck, sweep some spare shell casings off the floor.
Yeah, you can do that too.
And if we pass by any of their weapons... maybe we can get a tube of, we'll say, liquid plastic mixed with super glue or something, and just inadvertently pour some down, and jam the mechanisms on their weapons, so that if they grab them, it just don't work as well.
Seems a little over the top.
Yeah, aren't they behind a counter?
Also, they have lots and lots of guns.
Yeah, that's true, they do. Another one.
And if we're sneaking in through the back, they're not even going to notice me. And someone just has to go and have some fun at the target range. Just remember to take some of their marked shell casings with them.
True.
I volunteer for that. I volunteer to have fun at the firing range.
Yeah, go buy some more. Basically.
You can walk in pretending like you're all messed up on it, and you're ready to shoot off some guns now.
Heck, you can even buy another gun.
I don't know if you can buy the guns there. You can rent them. Rental. I don't know if you had to buy them.
I'm sure a criminal organization in a gun range will sell you a gun.
Look, you have to go to the vending machine to get the guns. You don't go to the shooting range.
I plan on using... I love it when a plan comes together. If I can get enough holds to have some of their guns that I've picked up over time.
Okay.
All right, for the second part...
That's a mechanical question. Could that not just be gear?
It could be,
that we pick up.
That's precisely the idea. Alright, for the second part, we need to hack their system. I'm thinking we'll cause a diversion by disrupting the tournament and have all those guys freaking out.
Do we
want to
deal with the one place first before we jump on the plane for the second one?
Yeah.
I'm just saying so that everybody has their tasks. But if you guys want me to hold off and just assume that we're playing,
I think it'll be safer and more sane for Bert, probably, if we just do one at a time.
Alright.
Well... We can plan on both and start the second one in time to cause the two of them to basically be pointing the fingers at each other.
Read me your move that you're wanting to use.
All right. Hold on a sec. That looks. Here's the plan. When you plan a mission, everyone to whom you assign a task takes +1 ongoing while they act on the task according to the plan. Anyone who rolls a miss or goes off the plan loses their bonus for that mission. If you get paid, mark experience.
Okay. Well, there's nothing to say that you can just, here's the plan for this first part, here's the plan for this next part. It doesn't say that it has to be the plan for the entire run.
Okay.
So you're feel free to use that on each part if you wish.
All right. I'll probably keep it simpler for a bit.
Yep. So you've come up with a plan for the first one, then? Is that what you seem to be going with?
Yes.
The freezer.
And if you want, I can try and hack the system and just keep an eye on the security system to make sure nothing happens. If something gets triggered, I can try and squash it.
Oh, okay. So we know where everything is for at the shooting range. But do we know where everything's held at the arcade?
Nope.
Generally speaking,
it's in the bathroom area.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Holly would
just
like
to take a really big dump and just say, wait a minute.
Holly would like to hit the street before the plan actually goes doing something while everybody else was off gallivanting. So she's going to go to a contact for help.
Okay.
And she's going to go to Chaz Wurick, who's a friend mechanic who's also in the business, you know, the car business. He provides vehicles and stuff. Also mm-hmm. provides fixing the said vehicles. She's looking to obtain a vehicle, mostly. Because, you know, Nelly's the most sick ride this side of Rocky Mountains. But, you know, flying tank vehicles tend to attract a little notice. And also, you know, she can't really fit everybody in the back really quickly.
Sure. Go ahead. Make the roll, and we'll role play out what the results of it are from what you're asking.
All right. Let's see if your little button works super cool. Let's see. This is star roll. Bam. 9. Bam. Okay. So what that means, reading, I get what I want, but I have to choose 2 from the following list.
Mm-hmm.
Your request is going to cost you extra. Your request is going to take some time to put together. Your request is going to attract unwanted attention, complications, or consequences. Your contact needs you to help them out with something. If you turn them down, you take -1 ongoing to this move till you make it right. Okay.
Choose your 2.
I'm going to say it's going to cost me extra, and the contact needs me to help them with something.
Okay. That works fine. Just note down the name of your contact, because I may not get back around to using it in this run, but once you've named your contact, they're around. Okay, and just let me give an aside in real quick, Sharon, before you go. For people listening on this, why these roles that are going on while you're doing legwork can be important is when they do tend to fail or pick up consequences, the clock, which is basically just a track, will go up on the amount of awareness or interest in the party your target might have on you. And so just as an example here, had he chosen one that would allowed me to put in a complication, it most certainly would have moved up the clock. So there we go. You chose 2 that likely will not. And I'm supposed to not tell you where the clock is. I just read that myself.
Hey, Bert.
Yes.
Speaking of increasing the clock, check out the chat.
This is yours. Okay. Ooh, 5. Gain 1 hold anyway, but your opponent has predicted your every move. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So, I have that contact that, I created, for the shooting range. Can I, I want to find out from my contact at the shooting range if he wanted to arrange a larger purchase, who would be the person to talk to? Not the shooting range, at the VR place.
Okay. So what was that contact again?
I didn't name him. I'm going to name him Johnny.
So Johnny. You're going to ask Johnny if you need to arrange a larger purchase?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is going to be a separate roll, separate thing you're asking.
Okay. So what am I rolling?
Again, it's going to be a hit the streets with your contacts. You're rolling plus style.
Okay, it's style.
Do better than me, do better than me.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay, so...
Was this basically a hit the streets again?
This was hit the streets.
Interestingly, she just fails.
Yep, just fails. But although a fail still increases a clock.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Right you are.
Yep. You're
very interested in this drug.
What the fail is going to represent is you can't get a hold of him, which is a little interesting.
Okay. Well, it was worth it.
Yep.
That's okay.
Okay, and let's see. So, Michael, you got your roll of 5 on your plan comes together. So you still got your hold anyway. But some bad, bad stuff happens. Okay. Let me see. I think I'm going to do a move now. Okay. So hold on to that. All right. So you guys have something of a plan. Sky, a little disconcerting that your contact has suddenly just gone silent.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, just be careful. What's our back out plan here?
Nelly. Polly answers in one word.
That's our get out of dodge plan, yeah.
Okay.
Flying armored tanks, not a bad escape plan.
We're on the edge of the sprawl, so, you know.
Yeah.
What did Chaz want me to help him out with?
He will get back to you on that. Okay, that may actually help for a further mission.
Aha. So should I mark off a cred, though, since it's going to cost me extra?
Yes, cost you extra, so you do mark off a cred.
All right. Now, Sky has a lot of fixer moves she could be doing, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Does she want to?
Some fixer moves. I tried to move some of them. Let's see. I have a question for the GM here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a crew. Now, my crew, I can use my crew to set up, basically set up distractions.
Okay.
Is that...
You could. Yeah, that's certainly something you could do.
Okay.
Do you have a particular move for that?
It says it's hustling and I get three crew.
Okay.
Her crew performs basic jobs as listed in the playlist, mm-hmm. Playbook. Let's see if I'll pull that up real quick for you. Let's see. Hustling. You have people who work for you in various ways. You start with two. She has a move that gives her three. And two jobs from the list below. Between missions, choose a number of those jobs equal to or less than your current crew. Describe what each job is and roll edge. So that's between missions.
Yeah, between missions. So you can't actually tap them during a mission.
Okay. All right. Okay, then... the only other thing that I have going to have is some surveillance. Try to get more intel on the arcade, and I'm not sure if that's going to work or do anything for us at this point.
All right. Well, let's move along then to your first phase of your plan. Then hitting the shooting range with the small access hatch in the back freezer. Accessible from outside, apparently, because they take their smoke breaks out there.
Argos goes in the front door, Jack and Cookie, round back.
The thing I got from my contact was a vehicle.
Yes. What kind of vehicle?
It is a large, futuristic SUV-type vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly less. It has a sliding side door anyway, but it's slightly less conspicuous than a panel van, and also has a bit more pickup and go.
Sure, like a soccer mom sort of.
It's more like a soccer dad.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So yeah, it's got bigger tires and. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Sure, in this area, that would not draw undue attention, especially...
you want to give it, like, one tag or something?
Yeah, go ahead. Actually,
say
that
it's aggressive.
That thing would look perfectly normal in the video arcade parking lot right now, because a lot of those teams pulled up and things like that. So that fits well.
So this is what she's driving instead of her flying tank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it doesn't have any stats because that'd be too much for this move.
Right.
But she has an aggressive SUV,
okay,
which can fit everybody in it and has a fairly decent cargo space in the back. And that's what she drives up and drops you off from.
Okay, so you're going to sit behind the wheel and wait just in case?
Correct.
Okay, and Argos goes in the front door. Did you say someone else goes in with you, Argos?
Nope, just me.
And
I like
Cookie
to stay in the car.
You're going around back. Anyone else going with Cookie?
Was it Jack coming with me?
I was going to say Jack's the infiltration guy, so things were infiltrating.
Right. Sky's going to basically sit there and keep an eye and basically play lookout.
Okay. And where are you? Are you going to be in the car with Pollyanne? Or Polly?
Yeah. Okay. Be in the car with Polly, but keeping a specific eye on the back so that Polly can keep an eye on the road.
Okay. Argos, you hit up the front. Gary is still behind the counter. When you come in, he's like, "Hey, my buddy! How's that stuff treating you?"
It was fun.
Not as fun as letting off a full clip, though, right?
You are right on.
Did you bring before we start,
there's something I don't know if I actually said when I was muted or not. Did you want Razors to be monitoring the cyber side of things to see if securities go off to mute security or anything?
I had not said that I did. I wasn't too particular worried since we're going to be...
I did bring this up earlier, but I may have been muted at the time, so...
I'll say hold off and just have you...
Okay, I'll keep out of it.
For the second part, because you're going to be a big part in the arcade.
Razors in the SUV?
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
So did Argos bring a gun with him this time?
No, I'll merc one of theirs.
Okay, yeah. He slots your cred stick, pulls you off a gun off the rack of your flavor, and you buy some ammo to go with it.
Just assuming handgun.
Yep, that's fine.
This isn't close space, I'll probably need to be able to spin it.
Gonna shoot off a few rounds and then keep the bullets you bought. So, you know, whether or not you shoot them all off, they're yours anyway.
Yeah.
Going around back, Katie, there's a really thin guy. It's he's really tall, but he's real thin. He's like, you know, maybe 6.5 feet tall. He's kind of hunched over. He's got the t-shirt for the shooting range logo on the front, and he's out. He's got he's chain smoking cigarettes. And he's kind of really fidgety. He keeps popping open his lighter and closing it, popping it open and closing it. And he's just really wired. He's really fidgety. And you come around the corner, he's like, hey, you, entrance is out front. He's rubbing his arms a little as he's smoking.
And I go, Lyle, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. And you're, my memory is not so good.
I'm Sticky's friend.
Yeah, from that time. Yeah. How you doing? Who's your friend?
This is just my boyfriend. Don't worry.
Oh, hey, yeah. Stinky's not around right now. He does a day shift. He's really scratching his left arm as he's talking. Of course, you know, this guy's got a habit. You know, he's suffering slight withdrawal.
Yeah, and I'm like fiddling in my pocket, and I drop something shiny in front of him.
Okay. His eyes go really big for a minute. He bends down. He's like, oh, yeah, you dropped something.
No, I didn't.
Okay, what did you drop?
No, I dropped my own concoction since I'm a pharmaceutical connoisseur.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Something to make him happy while we do our business.
Yeah, he picks up. He's like, oh, hey, yeah, right. He smiles and he's like, looks at it. It's like, great. Yeah, you're Stinky's friend.
Yeah.
I'm real sorry. My memory is so bad. Are you going to blow a gear and saying that you have something?
Yeah, I'm going to use one of my gears and say I have a handful of these.
Wow. Okay.
Pocket.
What will it do to him?
It's going to, just put him in a really good mood and make him forget the last 3 hours.
Ooh. You are mean. Okay, yeah. He pops one down and it dry and swallows it.
Before, because it takes a second to kick in, I go, hey, Cookie, or hey, Lyle, with rattling a couple in my hand. Where's the hole?
Oh, man. Yeah. He's scratching his arm. He's looking at it. He's like, oh, man, that'd get me in trouble. But
it's
just a bunch of hot dog buns, right? Yeah.
Oh,
like I care. And he walks over to the side. And so there's some vinyl siding that's covering up. And you can hear what sounds like a compressor rattling around behind this. And he takes out a pocket knife and he leverages up one of the vinyl siding strips and it pops open. And there's a small hatch behind it. He's like, yeah, this is so much easier getting those dogs out this way. Oh, man. Oh,
I can smell colors.
I hand him a couple more. For later, I say.
All right. Nice use of gear. Lyle is occupied. This is a really small, you know, it looks like they retrofitted like a really old, like maybe even an antique type of walk-in freezer type thing back here. And this was like an access point. It's small, but you said that Cookie is a really small person. Okay. Well, and you pop the hatch open and, you know, this cold air comes blasting out and, you can see into darkness because, main door's closed. So the light's not going to come on, but it's definitely, some kind of large freezer in there.
Okay, Jack, how do we do this?
He rolls his covert entry.
I've got, this is just cracking a safe, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Don't know.
You bypass the security system.
I bypass the security system.
Just... So do you have a particular move for bypassing security?
Covert entry. When you attempt to infiltrate a secure area... Oh, alone. Maybe not.
You have the mother duck as well, which lets you get your team.
You can get your team in as well. All right. Roll the thing, gain hold. When you get hold, as the MC describes the infiltration and the security measures you must overcome, you may spend one hold to describe how you overcome obstacles. Bypass security, disable a security system, disable a card, escape notice. I don't know that covers... safes.
You can be.
Yes.
Yes, it's a security system. So.
Yep. Sure.
You've already gotten a free get into the thing. So unless Bert comes up with more, like laser tripwires inside it, you may not even need to spend the rest of your hold. But you do for when Bert comes up with the laser tripwires.
Yeah.
Because he will.
Yeah. Yeah, because they did say that the place had just really weird security for what it was, and that this little access point, they only ever reached their hand in to grab to get to like the hot dog buns and burgers. They don't actually get into the cooler from there, so you don't know what else might be in there. So let's have a roll.
You got it right there already.
Oh, 10. Good. What does 10 get you?
Three holds.
Three hold. Okay, so you're going to – is Jack kind of a small person?
Not overly, no. He's not. He's
something
well,
of a
he's thin and wiry,
isn't he?
But he's not.
Okay. But you're like average build, and you're not really wearing anything bulky.
No.
Okay.
Well, my clothes are sort of baggy.
Baggy is fine. You know, and you're an infiltration guy, so you're used to kind of crawling into air ducts and stuff. So, sure, you're able to squirm through there. It's a tight fit. Cookie probably has to hold your legs there for a minute. It's really cold. You pop in, or at least you're actually what you're doing is you're climbing over these pallets that have a hot dog and hamburger buns on it, right? And you're moving in. The lights are off. Because, you know, the door hasn't been triggered, et cetera, which is good in your case because you notice that on the ground, there seems to be a very fine, the cool, right? So the cool, the frost is making like a small mist around the ground, which is causing the laser lights that seem to be making a grid pattern on the floor to be very visible.
Wow. Don't see much like this anymore.
And do you have any way of seeing in dark spots? Like, do you have any kind of cyber vision?
I didn't take the cyber gear for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have not, however, covered what Cookie's cyber parts are.
Cookie didn't pick cyber parts yet.
Okay.
I didn't pick
cyber eyes.
Well, I did pick gear, the goggles with the light amplification.
Okay, well, there we go.
Does that count?
Sure. Yes. We'll say that Cookie can, you're looking in as Jack is, crawling over the hot dog and hamburger buns and he stopped for a moment as he's noticed the security system. Cookie, your contact said that the stuff was stored in boxes marked with the Chlorogen label on them, and you see a couple of boxes in the back corner that have that label on them.
Okay. So I'm like, Jack, to your right, in the back.
Right. Which way's
your other right.
Your other right.
All right, well, I'll fiddle around and see what I can.
Okay, so you have detected that there is it's probably a motion grid, you're thinking, that's across the floor. So you could just go from pallet to pallet and never touch the floor. Or does spinning your hold allow you to negate
bypass
security?
It, yes.
Bypasses.
He just has to describe how he bypasses
yeah.
it.
Honestly, just saying that you walk from pallet to pallet would probably be enough. That's, I shouldn't have said anything. But
I do so aerobatically because style of substance.
Sure. Okay, so you get over to a couple of crates that are buried beneath a bunch of frozen, mostly soy dogs and burger patties. They are crates with the Chlorogen labels smacked on them. One of them looks like it has been opened. The other one looks like it has not been opened.
Well, let's have a look at the opened one first of all, just to see what's in there.
They are small bags of what look like a very fine white powder. Actually, I guess it would be a brick. And it looks like this brick had been opened up. Half of it was taken away. It looks almost like putty, actually. Not really a powder, but more of like a putty. And half a brick is left in it. Now, if I remember right, you guys are going to substitute out something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the plan.
It's in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Big pockets.
Kilogram of, well, 3 kilograms of, or whatever it is, of sugar in your pocket.
Big yes, pockets. Very big pockets.
Yeah.
5 pounds of sugar.
Well, 3, but.
Kilograms. So, yeah, we swap in and out the stuff then. We'll take the empty one, the unopened one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I figure that will probably be our best stuff.
Take them both, I don't care.
Alright, so I'm sorry, are you taking the whole box, or are you just opening the box and taking what's in it?
Taking the unopened box.
You're taking the unopened one, leaving the open
just
one.
Just take the whole box.
And, okay.
Well, I don't know, actually. However, our thing is packaged up.
Hey, Richard. You have one more hold, right?
Yep.
At least one more? Alright, you could disable a security system you've bypassed, and you'd pretty much be able to walk back and forth without a problem. Just so you don't have to worry about how you get across the room to get the stuff back.
He actually no longer has to worry about...
Yeah, he's okay. Already done that, yeah.
Okay, so the disable is for somebody else.
Yeah.
Solid. All right.
All right, so one box is taken. The other box, you've removed what's in it, and you put in the substitute. Is that correct?
No, the idea is to leave no trace. I don't know how this sugar is packaged up, but... We do it in the way that would be appropriate for the sugar being packaged. So, I mean, if we have a box of sugar that we can just go, hey, look, it happens to look exactly like the thing that we seem to have taken, then we leave it, then we take the box and leave the box of sugar. Otherwise, we take the box, or we take the stuff out of the box and leave, like, the real, leave the opened real stuff there. And replace the other one with, and replace the closed box.
Nice. Okay.
It's badly, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, I do. So you have a choice then. It looks like each of the boxes contained about 2 kilos. So you've got 2 kilos full, unwrapped in the box, and the other one were 0.5 kilo missing.
Right. So we're taking. Well, how much have we got in sugar?
About 10 kilos.
Yeah. Well, it's the product that she used her gear on, so you've got plenty to substitute with.
You want it all, Cookie?
Yeah, because we need 5 kilograms to finish the mission. So grab as much as you can.
All right, so we grab all of it and we replace. Well, yeah, we replace the boxes so that.
Okay.
We can. Tear open half of a package and leave it like it's already open, like it was as you found it.
It's true.
Okay. So, I am not having you do an act under pressure roll here because you have successfully subdued the only real danger of someone spotting you. So you do this. You swap it out. You get your 3 kilos. You basically have to rewrap it because you didn't know exactly what the boxes would look like, etc. But that, you know, you're not under a time crunch here. Lyle seems to be the only person back here. And he's
a good time.
He is smelling colors, yes. So, yes, that is a success. You walk away with 3 kilos without any problems. I expect at some point you contact Argos, who will clean up his brass, and he has bullets with the logos on them.
Were we going to leave those in the thing, or are we just going to try and make it seem like we weren't even there?
Someone had mentioned laying one of the video game tokens around.
Yeah. Strange thing to leave in a freezer, though.
Well, that's because they're unipped. It accidentally fell out of the pocket.
Okay.
That's the point.
Well, I'll hand one of those tokens to Jack there, and you can stick it underneath the bag. So if they ever do find out that it's not right and they go tearing through their stuff, they'll be like, there's this coin. I know where that's from. And we'll do it that way.
Smart. Okay. Yep.
All right. So you guys walk out with 3 of your 5 kilos of what is necessary without a hitch. And you've got some possibly incriminating evidence to plant in your next location from Argos, who also walks out. Not an issue. Lyle apparently takes long breaks in the back, and no one has noticed he was missing.
Pat Lyle on the head as we walk by. Good boy.
Cutters. All right, question, guys. Do you want to end this here and finish up on another session, or do you want to push through?
I vote push through.
Yeah,
I vote 2-minute break and push through.
I'm good with pushing through because who knows when the stars will align again and I can play again.
Yeah.
Are the rest of you guys okay with it? Probably less than an hour. I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah, so I'm voting for a 2-minute break and then the push through.
Are you good, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so first phase of your master plan has commenced and finished without any undue problems. Lyle might have a new addiction. Otherwise, everything is good. Phase 2. How does this go about? This is the harder one.
All right. So here's the plan. Polly drives us up in the SUV, as it were. All right. Razors gets into their system. First, he shuts down the tournament to cause a ruckus. And second, he shuts down the security in the bathroom so they can't see that when we sneak in. Jack, I think, is going to sneak the rest of us. I'm trying to decide if Polly should go with us downstairs or stay up.
Polly should stay up in the car and keep it ready.
Right.
Polly has you. Nelly on standby.
Yeah. Sky, you want to come down in the basement with us?
Sure. I'll come down there.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your plan again.
I don't actually roll that. It's just a +1 until somebody fails.
Oh, okay.
Until that person fails, and then.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So, first thing you notice is you pull up and you begin to disperse what everyone's going to do. You notice that there's still a crowd outside looking to get in. Apparently, this is a big night. It's tournament night with lots of teams playing. You also spot that there are people going around that have the same kind of suits on, like the tag suits, so you can see if you've been hit, etc. They've got the face masks on, but they're much larger individuals. And taking a look at their weaponry, you can see that the little laser sight things and all that have just been strapped onto real weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is the GM doing a show you the gun.
Which means what for our slower thinkers?
That's a GM move where he shows you the danger.
No. Yeah, no. What does that? What does it mean that those are these people with guns like that?
They're the actual security ready and waiting for us.
Okay.
They're not just there for a tournament. They're there because they've heard things
and seen things.
Or someone screwed up their infiltration role.
Saw a someone.
Yep. For people listening, there are various clocks that are going around that we've talked about before. As people failed certain roles, some of these clocks go up and they tell you how alert your target is. The higher the clock, the more alert and more on guard the target is.
Is anyone in our infiltration crew going to look out of place? Pretty much just me.
Razors, they've already seen you, right?
Yep.
Razors are staying in the car.
Actually, Razor fits in fine for the people that would be just going in to play video games as opposed to the tournament. And if
Razors could draw attention.
Yeah, he was here before and he was asked to leave. That's true.
That's why I don't want him to be seen.
No, he could be an excellent distraction.
That's why I'm having him shut down the VR so that there's an uproar. I don't want to put our team in as the distraction, rather somebody else be the distraction.
You don't need to shut it down to cause a distraction, just change the counting scheme.
Yeah, have fun with that, Razors. Just
make an because all of a sudden, hang on a minute, that score's too high. You're cheating! You're cheating!
Yeah, cheating each other.
Start a riot.
That's far easier to do than just if you shut it down, then that's going to create, something's going on. If you just seem like it seem like people are cheating.
Starting a riot is an option. That's what Polly would do.
Yeah.
She hears you thinking about this in the backseat. Yeah, go for that.
Yeah.
That's much better than shutting it down.
All right. So that's how we're going to kick it off is you're going to get in and start some mayhem in there.
Yep.
All right. Well, this all starts off with the login roll.
Oh, well, that, and we go from there.
And you get a plus one from the...
What's a 13 then?
Yep. You're in clean. All right, so you're going to need to do two things. You're going to have to get through their security, and then you're going to have to manipulate the scoreboards.
Yeah. Is it either research to investigate secure systems before you can log in? No, too late, done that. Use assist the scout systems or ICE to examine encrypted data streams entering and exiting corporate systems and look for signs of a human counterattacker. So would it be an assist role then to...
Real quick, Jameis, your console cowboy move when you log in?
Mind. It was my mind roll. Plus one on that. No, same thing, got one hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've logged in successfully. You know that they do have intrusion countermeasures if you start to play around with anything. You know you're going to have to overcome their security before you can get in to change the scores that are going on. Mm-hmm. That's behind their security wall. So how do you go from here?
So I knew I know it's around, so I could assist to find out, to examine the... Rather than just rushing like I did before, use assist to examine the area and see what I can find out about the ice.
Okay.
What's an assist roll?
It is plus edge.
Okay. Actually had a look at what the manual said. Complete failure.
Okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
I would like to find out or see if there's anybody betting on the outcome of these games.
You can either go into the crowd and start asking around, or you can go in and find out. Which way are you going?
Go in as though I'm just a casual spectator and see if there's any book action going on.
Sure. Okay. So you hop out of the van and you go in. We'll get back to you in just a moment. So you don't assess anything. There is no penalty for not assessing correctly. So what is your next move in their system? You will need to shut down or bypass their ice before you can manipulate
it. Yeah, which is a compromised security role, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's compromised security. Yay! Come on, fumble. Eight. No, it's just a nine. Well, nine with a plus one. Not that it matters.
You failed once, your previous roll, so you no longer get your plus one.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's an eight then. I gain one hold. Mm-hmm. But I think I just want to check my playbook, so I think that does something else, too. When you successfully compromise security, hold plus one. Does that count as a success?
You did,
That's locked down. So that's two holds then I've got.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next you find the algorithms as controlling the scoreboards. The violent peacocks seem to be ahead by quite a bit.
Bert, before he gets much further, I want to start placing a few bets around, against the violent peacocks.
Okay. I'm going to say you guys are in communications. You've got your systems there. So yes, people are definitely betting in here. It's not like a ton of money because mostly these are kids or young adults. So, you know, it's not a huge amount of money that's going around, but there is betting.
Yep.
So you're going to start placing bets against.
Against the violent peacocks. Okay. Yes.
Very good. So how do you want to manipulate things there, Jameis? You're in. You can see the systems. You bypass the security.
Manipulate is obviously the next one to do. Start playing with the scoreboard, and then whenever anyone hits, it always counts for whoever's against the peacocks. Mm-hmm. And there may be some extra times that I press the button to activate the height anyway. Activate the score some more anyway. Alright, so it's a synth. it's a 7. That's
gain one hold. Yep. Okay. Yep. Now, you can spend hold to do...
things.
Let's see.
Activate routines on that subsystem is all it says.
That would be fine. So spend a hold to go ahead and change what you want on the scoreboards, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still have some... You're in the system and you've got extra holds you can use to do other things. Okay. So what are you reflecting? What are you showing on the scoreboards?
The other team is going to start scoring big.
Okay. All at once or slowly?
Slowly, I think. Not make it too obvious, but... It depends how much. It depends if it's a game where they could make up that score very quickly, or if it's a game where they're never going to make up the score, in which case they're going to have to cheat them high.
The scores don't seem to be fluctuating, but very slowly, and the violent peacocks have quite a lead. So
it's going to have to be a big cheat then.
Okay, so you can make a big obvious jump in somebody's numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who do you choose? What's the name of the team that suddenly gets a big boost?
The Warthogs.
No, the other one. What's it? What the hell is it? The Black Rhinos.
Oh, okay, yes, the Black Rhinos.
All right. The scoreboards start to change, and at first, you're looking through the video cameras, and the people are just kind of sitting there stunned, like, who'd they get? Who's out? Hey! Comms check. Who's out? Who dropped? Nobody. Where are they getting the points from? So you're hearing this over the intercom. And actually, the people that are playing on the field, all their voices are being broadcast. And so, you know, over all the monitors outside, people are watching as well. And you're hearing some of the communications talks. They're like, who's getting aced? And everyone just stopped. And they're looking around to see who's getting shot. And so there's a bit of confusion. But, you know, the score is changing, and so you're inside there, Sky, and the Black Peacock's lead is, you know, within the next minute, they're below, they're down. all right, so, yeah, you're starting to hear people murmuring, you know, it's like, it hasn't started into, like, a full-out riot yet, but then you hear the people on the field saying, nobody's shooting, the score's going up!
It's like, hey, I'm going to go tell me, hey, is this stuff rigged?
Oh, yeah. Let's, okay, I'll tell you what. That sounds like a maneuver. You're trying to incite the crowd here. That would be...
Fast talk.
Yeah, fast talk. Sure is. It's a roll plus style.
Roll plus style, okay. Aw, oh, man!
Oh, five. There's no penalty if you don't.
I thought the whole point of the penalty was the action clock went up.
No, it does. But sometimes there are penalties if you fail the roll as
In
well.
In addition. Okay. Yeah.
Also, she loses her plus one forward.
Yes, that is
true. Oh, wait, well. No, I didn't take the plus one on that.
Well, even so, six is still going to fail. Like, you need a 7 minimum.
Well, your only hope is if somebody else was there trying to help you, which you might say Razors, since he was aiding him, you got to hope for an aid roll from Razors. You have links. Play your links.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the only one that has a link with Razor, so... And Razors was, you were already doing this in conjunction, so it's, should already have rolled links, but we can do it retroactively if Bert allows.
We can make it simpler, and I suppose I could have, if you want to spend one of your hold, you can start routing over communications so that everybody can hear what the players are saying specifically, and maybe you can even help with the incitement by saying something as
just
well.
Do that.
I'll allow that.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. Right. So we'll make it down. So we'll say that bumps you enough to do. Let's see, NPCs. We'll give you the 7 to 9 level. NPCs do it, but someone will find out. So I'm still going to advance a clock for it, but you still get your riot going. That seems fair.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, this is not subtle that something is going wrong. Yeah. It really isn't.
All right, so they do what you want, so you'll mark experience for that. Yep, so yeah, I assume that's what you're going to pick is they do what you want. So
yeah,
they do it. So yeah, people start saying, hey, it's rigged. It's like, and they start looking at the bets. It's like, who's betting on the Black Rhinos? And then they start, it starts a big, you can hear it from the outside monitors as well, because they're picking up the inside microphone feed. So the outside people are like, hey, what? Rigged? Hey, I got money on this game. There's a big rush.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going to leave. And you're going to leave. Good for you. Okay, that does
Jack,
the clock.
It is then.
Okay. So what does happen from this, though, is Jameis, ICE is being deployed.
Right.
You can see threat levels just gone up. They've sent alerts over their communication systems that something's going on. They're not quite sure what yet, but their levels of security have heightened. You still have hold.
I've got two holds on compromise security. I had a hold for my console cowboy, and then another two for compromise security. So I'm going to have to spend one to trigger, negate in the alert, and I'm going to have to keep the other one to negate the bathroom security.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
When they get there.
So, yeah, you guys in the SUV parked out front, there seems to be – everyone's rushing the doors. You can actually hear what's being said over the intercoms. What are you doing now?
Jack, I think that's your cue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. All right. Well, I guess, yeah. Get us in, which was, I suppose, continue with the role I made before. The hold for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, pick an exit that, doesn't look like it's being used at the moment. Probably the employee sort of stuff. Because nobody's going to be paying attention to that.
Say the fire door. Say the fire door that's exit-only fire door. No one's going near it.
Really? Okay. All right, so we have a fire door, and then break it open and get in.
Mm-hmm. No one's going near it because it's an exit-only door, so you're going to – I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Katie. I missed
it. Sorry. Is that the fire door where the alarm sounds when it opens? That kind of fire door?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. But if he gets in, he will defeat the alarm as well.
Oh, hold on, sorry.
Sure.
The alarm's gone off.
It's the alarm.
The alarm is unhappy.
Well, even if it's a fire door where an alarm should be, I don't imagine it has an alarm. Because, really? They're going to have an alarm in this sort of...
When you open a fire door, generally an alarm goes off. But Razor could have already taken care of it.
Right.
No, I didn't have the holes. Place.
Certainly. But they're going to waste money on this sort of thing?
you'll know when you roll, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't need to roll.
Oh, you don't need to
roll. I've got one hold left over from the last time. I can roll again.
Nope, that's fine.
Got a hold, or I can just go with the one.
No, the one is fine. You spend your one hold. You basically jimmy it, and in fact, the fire alarm does not go off like it should by building codes, but it does not.
Clearly, that's their smuggling route.
Mm-hmm. And so you're coming in near where air hockey and foosball tables are, which no one plays anymore.
What? Why not the best?
Clearly, right. They have no taste.
All right, so who's all going in with you?
I can get everybody in, thanks to my...
people who are supposed to be going with them are just Cookie and I. Sky was supposed to go with us, but she kind of went off mission.
Yep. She can make her way to the back from the inside if she needs to. She said she slipped away.
That's what I want to do, is make my way to the back from the inside, basically.
Right. Everyone meets at the men's toilets.
Pretty much. The action up front is keeping everyone occupied. You do see some more. These guys aren't, they're not trying to keep Loki. There's some more large guys walking around with weapons that are not even made to look like toys. I mean, they're obviously armed and looking around, but it seems like they are keeping the crowd from going further in. And so not paying a lot of attention to you guys already coming in through the back. Although Sky, to get past them to use the restrooms, I'm gonna require something from you here. Well, that's the setup. You've got a big thug in front of you that's got what looks very much like a steel assault rifle, blocking the way further into the establishment.
Okay. It's like, hey, what is this? Is this a rigged game?
Ah, so you're fast talking.
Yep.
Okay. Roll the style.
Yes.
Yeah. No problem. NPCs do what you want. Okay. So what do you want him to do? What are you trying to tell him? Yes. Of course it's not rigged. This is a legitimate establishment.
Yeah, well, I would like to speak with the manager here, please.
We're in the middle of the night, lady. The manager's not here till the morning.
So you're saying that you don't have any supervisors on staff here? With this many people?
Fine. He gets on his comms unit and starts, Jeremy, we got a lady out here that wants to talk to management. Yeah, I know there's a riot going on, but she really wants to talk to management. All right, so your fast talk succeeded, but your ploy here is to, I mean, you asked to talk to management, so that's what he's having happen. Is that what you really
want
to go on? Okay.
I want to tie up their resources. Ooh. I want to tie up their management. I want to tie up as many of their guys as possible dealing with me as a disgruntled patron.
Okay. All right. Well, guy, mid-30s, not as largely built as his henchmen are coming up. He's got a pack of cigarettes in his t-shirt. He looks like he was just pulled out of taking a nap, perhaps. His eyes are a little runny. His hair's messed up, and he's trying to put himself back in places he's coming up. Now, what's going on here? What do you want?
You want the sauce?
He smells his breath, and he actually starts talking, like, not directly in front of you, so you can't smell it.
Yeah.
Look. If you haven't noticed, ma'am, there's a riot going on here. For your own protection, why don't you just go outside? We can deal with this in the morning. Look, give her a refund, whatever she's paid.
Well, it's not just a refund for whatever I paid. I actually had all the action going on this. And if this game is rigged, then I'm going to lose my shirt, and I'm going to hold you responsible, and I'm going to talk to my superiors.
We keep tabs on all this. You'll get your money back. Obviously, there's something wrong with the computers beyond our control. We'll make sure everybody gets their creds back here. Just come this way. Fill out this form here. We'll get your PAN ID.
Form.
Well, we got to know who you are to find out what money is. Okay, so this goes on. You know, you're tying him up. You're tying up a couple of his goons because you're getting in his face, but he doesn't want to throw out a customer just yet. Meanwhile, everyone's heading to the men's bathroom.
Yep.
All right. First in the stalls, and it's a tiny bathroom. Much tinier than the blueprints say it should be. But the motion detector in the camera is off. Correct, Razor?
Yep. That's my last hold is done. I've got no more holds at the moment.
All right. So you see them come in to the restrooms. So you guys are all packed into the men's restroom.
Little can of PC sardines.
I forgot to explain the plan if we get through this door. I'm assuming there's security downstairs with the ice. Our job is to subdue them using the stolen weapons, disguising who exactly we are so that the end fighting happens.
Well, no one stole weapons. You just have bullets. You got bullets with the logo.
I got one hold I haven't used yet. Sorry.
All right.
Speaking of, Cookie, do you have...
Guns are guns, so just leaving the shell casings would be enough because unless they're, you know, all experts, one gun looks like another.
Yeah. I'm leaving my comm channel open so that they can hear me arguing with the manager and tying up his time.
Works for me.
Okay.
Jack, your show.
My show.
Okay.
I'll look around for the security. We'll start with the obvious things. We'll try flushing the toilets in a particular order because that might be how they. Because that might be a way of opening a thing. And then I'll look for.
Sure.
Secret panels.
Yeah, so what you figure out is the urinals are on the back wall, and the place has to be accessible through the back wall. So you start going through, you start flipping down the urinal buttons, and you're able to find out that if you flip one in three, a panel opens up in the middle where there really should be a urinal, but there's just an out-of-order sign. Under assess, it says, note, should not be used as a perception check. Just give them the information. So that's that's what's happened here. Where the one urinal is missing with the out of order sign, you flip the other two levers down and wall rotates. And there is a walkway behind it. A set of stairs going down.
Okay, well, we'll check over the stairs to make sure there's no exciting stuff there. Light beams, laser beams, anything like that. And then, once I'm sure that's all right, we'll head on down.
All right, razors, they have gotten out of your camera. You don't see any further cameras back there. You don't see anything connected to the network that goes back there. So
they're now beyond my hope.
Okay. You guys are walking over a steel stairway that goes down. It kind of winds a little bit. And so you're overlooking what looks to be a large, maybe it was a loading dock at one point in time. But now there are rows of low flat tables with a bunch of beakers, different Bunsen burner type flames. You know, this is some kind of production facility. And you see all kinds of crates stacked here and there about the floor. A couple of them have the Chlorogen labels on them. Most don't. And there are a bunch of workers down here wearing gas masks or filter masks, eye covering, and like heavy lab coats. Looks like aprons, but they look thick, almost like ballistic cloth. And they're mixing up something down here.
Oh, well, I mean, this is what we're looking for, right?
Cookie, we're in this
cookie
compound. Would you put the ice from a scientist standpoint?
We don't see what I'm sorry. Can you tell me what they're doing again? They're mixing stuff up.
Yep.
And we see them at like tables.
Yeah, little low tables. They seem to be mixing up some kind of product. You don't know what, but it's requiring them to wear filter masks, eye protection, and really thick lab coats.
Does there seem to be any security? I'm sorry.
You don't see anyone, obviously, with guns. I mean, any one of these people could have a small handgun or a pistol under their coats. You don't see security.
I've got the fake stuff on me still. So can I walk up and say, hey, I've got some more. Where do I put it?
That sounds like a fast talk for sure. Do you approach by yourself and everyone else staying up on the ladder or on the stairs?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you're going to let me go by myself. Okay.
I mean, if you want to take your boyfriend with you, I don't have a problem with that.
No, I can go by myself and scream if I need help.
All right, so you boldly march forward with your package under your arm, and a few people turn to look at you. I mean, you're unassuming, you're obviously not armed, and you got something under your arm. So go ahead and give us fast talk. It is okay. A roll plus style.
Style, which I have none. So we'll see how this goes. Oh, 11.
Nice.
Nice.
Plus one,
wow, yeah.
I haven't failed. So 12.
Not plus one because I don't think this was the actual test that he gave you.
Fast, yeah, it's a fast talk test, but 10 plus. So yeah, you tell them, I've got more product. One of the people pull off their mask after turning down his flame and looks at the product and just kind of just motions you to hand it over.
No. I need to put it away. You know that this stuff is unstable, and I go off into the little scientific talk, talking about how delicate the crystalline structure is, and...
he puts his hands up. He's like, oh, yeah, fine. What is it? He comes over to inspect it. You gonna let him inspect it? Remember, you made something that looked like it could pass,
from a distance, I'll hold it out, but don't let him touch it, because, again, fragile, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I didn't think we'd get any this fast. It's supposed to be another six or more months. Wow, great. That stuff is... Wow. Wow. Yeah, over there, on top of the other Chlorogen boxes.
Okay, just doing my best to make the bosses happy.
That'll make them real happy. Oh, my goodness. Wow, somebody must have really come through.
Okay,
Wait, where are you going? Here. And he hands you the mask. Put this on, Mike. You know what we're cooking up in here?
yeah, sure. Oh, thank you. So, I guess I'll go over there and start to try and swap it.
Okay.
You know, because that's what we're
doing,
right?
They have one box, unopened, and it doesn't look like they have any other free, like there's no unopened box here. And he just motions to you. Yeah, just put it on top of that box.
On top of this box, and I pick it up and, you know, do a little swapping.
She just nods. Yeah, that one.
Plug in the wireless headset before you lost me. Okay, so on top of this box. Okay, so I set down my package and try to unassumingly walk out with the package still in my hand.
Okay. So, as I said, it's an unopened Chlorogen box. They only have the one.
Just going to take the box. Not going to open it.
Wow, okay. Let me think.
Because they're like dismissing me, right? I'm going to do what I want. Well, I'm told.
He definitely believes that you have product. He's told you to go over there. But you're also trying to remove this box. Wow. Let me think for a minute. There's really not a basic move that... Wow, they don't have a stealth move?
Act under pressure.
Act under pressure. Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Act under pressure. Go ahead and give me a plus cool roll.
I'm actually cool, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, obviously so. He's boldly marched in there and...
An 8.
Okay, so 7 or 9. You stumble, hesitate, or flinch. Hard bargain or ugly choice. Okay, let me think about this for a minute. Wow, that's a tough one. A worse outcome, a hard bargain, or an ugly choice. All right, I think, that's a tough one. What would be... Okay, here's what goes on. You pick up the box, you turn your back as you do it so he doesn't see what you're doing. You lay your brick down so, you know, he sees that you lay the brick down and he turns back to work. But as you're going, you're walking away. And so it says you hesitate or flinch. What happens is actually you pass by right near one of the retorts that are bubbling a little bit, and you inhale a little too deeply as you pass by, and you stumble, you box.
Sorry, she's talking in her sleep. She's talking in her sleep. She's asleep.
He doesn't realize what you're doing, but he comes over to help you. And as he does, he sees the group of guys that are standing on the stairs, looking down, watching everything that goes on. There we go. And he's going to react to you guys as intruders, but completely he will not notice that you're trying to steal a box from him. And he goes, his action, he sees you up there, he starts, ah! And he hits a panic button on... his little radio thing that he's got. Razors, you're plugged in, so you see it happen. Unfortunately, you've got no hold left.
No, but I can try to melt ice.
Yes.
Which is disable an activated ice contact.
Sure.
Did Jack have any hold left?
Which is an edge roll. Which is my character
sheet. Jack, do you have any hold left?
Nope, nothing left.
Nice!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, so the guys down here know something's up. He sends off a panic signal, which is slammed down by razors. But, in fact, this guy does have a pistol. So
the alert's going no further than the lab, so the lab can still go off. That's kind of hardwired.
You guys are in a hard position here. You're at the top of the stairs looking down, so you actually have a great vantage point. There's obviously stuff in here that's dangerous, that's bumbling and brewing around. Cookie has fallen between you and this guy that's going for his gun. There are some others in here that are looking up, seeing what's going on. A few of them are armed as well. So, I believe, let's see. Well, I mean, what are your actions? Let's just do that. How do you react to this? He doesn't seem to be concerned with Cookie at all. He sees you guys as intruders.
I pull out my Phoenix assault rifle, point it down at them, and say, "All right, now look here. I just want the drugs, and you guys can go about your lives. Other way, you don't give me the drug, no life to go about."
Okay.
As I walk towards them.
All right. So, question. Do you mean it? Like, are you prepared to carry through with your threat?
I want to shoot them. I don't just want to kill them all, but I do want to shoot them. All
right. That's still threatening violence.
Yes, I'm playing hardball.
If you intend to carry it out, then yes, it's hardball. Sure. You're the first one to speak, so... Wow, do it. Give me a roll plus edge as you walk down menacing them with a very large hand cannon.
Does this count as part of the mission? Because I did intend to pull gun and intimidate and shoot at.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the one who started the mission.
Nine.
10.
Okay. Oh, 10. This is plus.
They do what he says.
Yeah. Sure. The guy's like, he drops the gun slowly, rather chivalrously. He stands over Cookie. He's like, "Don't hurt the girl. She was just delivering something. Take what you want." And he's kind of motioning.
Well, I gotta have a hostage to get out since you hit that button. It's your own darn fault. I sling my rifle over my back, take the pistol, hold it to her head that I happen to have because I stole it from the other place.
Okay.
As I march out with her between me and him.
I whispered, "Don't forget to drop your stuff. The bullets. From your pocket, don't forget."
You're just going to have to shoot a few people now just to make sure the mask gets out.
Yeah, I get to the doorway, push her through, and then start shooting back towards them, not aiming at them at all, just so that their bullets out there.
Okay. All right.
Once I hear him shoot, I'll start winding it down with Jeremy, and I'm like, "Okay, fine. Just give me my money back, and I'll go, and I don't have to come here ever again."
All right. Sure. I mean, you managed to tie down their upper security. You guys are going out the back fire door, I take it?
Yep.
Okay.
I've just been standing there in short silence for most of this.
Actually
go this way. What's going
Ninja.
On?
Ninja!
Argus gets to mark experience. He resolved a conflict peacefully.
Eh.
Without violence.
Yeah, you threatened violence, but you didn't actually do violence.
I don't think I get anything since I'm not collecting any money.
Right. Because the bets are null and void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Polly calmly starts the car and loads up some theme music.
I think I
see Stone Cops. No.
And we'll sit around, check out, and we all leave.
Yes, you do. And so you now have, you open the box, and as was described before, each box held 2 kilos. So you have, in fact, a total of 5 kilos.
Woo!
Actually, we should have...
5.5.
We should have 5.5 kilos.
Party! No, she got away with one box. The box had 2 kilos in it. You got away with one full box and one half box from the other place.
So that's...
Okay. That's 5.
Fine. Move on.
It is mission item accomplished. It's in inventory.
Yes.
It's inventory. Now we just have to make the handoff.
All right.
Collect.
Cookie will test it first, of course, because it's her cred on the line if she makes this deal and it's not the real stuff, and it is.
I ask Argos, do we still get the deal even if the stuff isn't what they want?
They were very specific about that. That's why Cookie's along.
It's the well, no, because the goal was get it from these gangs. We got it from the gangs. If it's not exactly what they want, it's not they our didn't... fault the gang can do it right.
They actually really didn't care where it came from, just as long as it was the right stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, in that case.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Cookie, after you've done your tests, you find out, well, you know where to go. It is it's an airport terminal. you know that you're going to have to go into an airport. You're not going to have to clear customs or anything. You're just going to be meeting in the lounge. But you do have 5 kilos of an illegal substance on you.
I have 5 pounds of sugar. I don't know what you're talking about. 5 kilos of sugar. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Now, the question is the Johnson going to kill us now or later?
I have no intention of killing any of you right now.
So who's going
Johnson.
In?
Contact.
Cookie has to go in because part of your job, Cookie, was to verify that it's real and what you're handing over is the real deal. So you have to go. Who else is going?
Argos,
because it was your deal. Argos, you have to go because it was your deal.
Mm-hmm.
I will go simply because it's an airport and I probably look more professional than the other. More like I should be there, leave it that way.
Okay. Any exit plans being made?
Just in case. We're going to go with Nelly this time.
Excellent. Polly drives over to a curb, steps out of the car, and then has the car drive off, still driving the car, because she can do that remotely. And so she does, and she exits the scene, but you get the Overwatch presence that there's another vehicle in play, and her demeanor goes completely kind of detached, like a lot of pilots do when they're plugged, when they're actually piloting. Like you hear air traffic controllers go all the time, and she's like, "Nelly's on the scene," and she's like flying clandestinely behind.
All right. Okay, so Argos, you go in, your contact is there. First asks Cookie, "Is like." So, is it the real stuff?
Yes. I have verified twice.
And all 5 kilos?
Yes.
Oh, this was a very quick turnaround, Mr. Argos. I will note in my report that you were far more composed as a team than I first originally thought. I will amend my report. She notices that Polly is not around, which is probably adding to her being more civil with you. All right, so the getting paid part is it's a getting paid role, adding legwork. It is the legwork that's left over, the unfilled legwork segments, of which there were only two. So go ahead and give us a 2d6 roll, add two.
Oh, cool, you can get to roll once. Okay. And that's on a zero. So.
Oh, I do get experience, yes.
Slash rolls.
Yeah, I had you mark experience earlier for something. I forget what it was at this point.
Actually, shouldn't we have all marked experience for getting the job?
Yes.
We'll tally that back when we get there.
Some of it, you actually got extra experience as well. But a 10, very good. You can choose 3 from the list.
And mind you, I get an extra one because...
Yes.
So he gets 4.
Yep.
The 4 on the list.
And I get...
Polly gets... Not Polly.
So the list, just for listeners. 1, it's not a setup or an ambush. 2, you are paid in full. 3, the meeting doesn't attract the attention of outside parties. 4, the employer is identifiable. And 5, you learn something from the mission. Everyone marks experience.
Does anybody really care who the employer is?
No.
Probably Chlorigen.
Not right now.
It's probably Chlorigen, but no.
Yeah. I don't think it is. I don't think that's leaning up off.
No, they're a subsidiary of Marlin Stattmeyer. I don't know who this is, but I really don't care.
Yeah.
So we'll take the other ones.
All right. So
now,
this thing...
just a note for the listening audience and for everybody's benefit, just choosing an option does, like, particularly it's not a setup or an ambush. Even if you do not change, pick that option, doesn't mean it necessarily is.
It just could be.
But it could be.
Yes.
Particularly if you think a lot of clocks are full
yeah.
up.
Oh my, you were so close on one. Oof. Yeah. Okay, so wasn't a setup or ambush. You are paid in full, and you actually took the extra option. You got extra money or extra cred. You learned something from the mission. Let's see. What did you learn from the mission? I'll lay it on you.
What sort of thing can you learn from the mission? I don't know what parameters are.
Anything, really. I mean, learned...
I can give you something if you want. I mean, just for the fact that both the boxes of this new addictive substance is about to hit the streets. It's manufactured by Chlorogen. That is something...
I kind of predicted that as soon as you talked about a new drug being produced and put out. I'm like, hey, we have a food manufacturer. They're doing it.
But in the fiction, it's interesting. Well, you know, because there's, of course, just as it is in modern day, there's all kinds of conspiracies that say, oh, yeah, these Monsanto is trying to rule the world or whatever. But you've actually got concrete proof that Chlorogen is actually manufacturing a street drug.
Unless I get a sample, I don't really care.
So there you
go. I get to keep the schematics, right, that they gave me of the drug?
Yes. You could actually manufacture this. It takes a lot of money to do so, and a pretty good laboratory, but you could actually manufacture this stuff.
Yeah, the question is, can you improve it? Or if you want to make a quick buck, can you get something that's nearly as good, but it's a lot cheaper?
Make a knockoff.
Yeah.
Well, what
you do that, and you can rent the market out from underneath them. Oh, I could pay 100 for that, or 50 for something that's about half as good. Yeah, just give me 50.
And what you don't have is the information as exactly what this stuff does long term, like, or if there is any agenda behind it other than to put in a marketable street drug. So there we go. You are paid in unregistered cred shit. And you can pass it off to your crew as they agreed to be split by how much they for their cred. So there we go. That's the getting paid segment. After that,
Polly's piloting Nelly around and can watch the Johnson leave Madison, whatever her name was. Could I do an SSS roll to see if maybe I can identify her off of what I see?
Madison does not leave the airport.
She doesn't? I mean, I'm there for a long time.
Yeah, but you can't. So it's an airport terminal, so you can't actually tell if she boards her plane or not. You're going to have to just assume that she boards a plane.
Fair enough. I can't follow every plane.
Yeah.
I could hack the airport and see if she's registered somewhere.
So how does the cred part of it work?
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we can do that now, actually, but there are actually some more points after getting paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Retaliation. let's see. After the team has been paid or screwed over, look at the final state of the legwork at action clocks. If the legwork clock is filled, the target's corporation found out a lot about the team. Advance the relevant corporation's clock one segment. No, it was not filled. Closed was not.
I tried to fumble more, but there wouldn't be.
If the action clock is filled and every member of the team escaped alive or uncaptured, the target corporations are infuriated. Advance the relevant corporate clocks. That did not also happen.
Woohoo! We're reasonably competent.
Let's see.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah. Corporate clock did not reach 1800, so you are not definitely taken notice of, and which also means it didn't reach 2100. So we passed this segment without any undue notice. Although in campaign play, those clocks don't reset. They keep going.
They'll eventually find the coins of the bullets.
Yeah. Which actually might take heat off of you. So the next part is lie low or fight back. See, the heat is getting high on you guys, but it isn't enough that they've taken any direct action yet, though you don't really need to lie low.
Yeah.
You could if you want to have some of that heat reduced, though.
But that requires paying crit, does it
yes,
not?
Yes, it does. So.
Oh, no.
No.
I nearly doubled my grad.
Just to let you know what could happen, though. So, like, if the clocks were too high and you don't want all that heat on you, you could lie low. You could pay half your cred, or five, which is ever is greater, and it lowers the corporate clock by one, getting the heat off of you.
So wow. Bad.
That's yeah. really expensive.
That's yes. really expensive.
But it's better than being shot by an by a corporation. And so
screw that.
Yeah,
you
really.
You get away close to having heat brought onto you, but you didn't fail quite enough of those rolls.
Should have had more rolls.
Yeah, a few more would have done it. You were really close on a couple of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. You guys get paid, and you get off scot-free. Okay, so getting paid. Don't forget you also mark experience for completing the mission, and he chose that.
Yeah, I don't know where we put that or how much I have.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you put the experience at exactly.
I'm just putting it in notes.
Yeah, so just put it in notes.
So that's...
Hey, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to mark, let's see, one experience when we get the job, one at the end of legwork, one at the end of action, and one when the job's over, right?
Yes, and then some of you got extra for rolling during the time. Sky got one. She marked experience for one. I can't remember what it was, but she did.
And then I get experience for the finance.
That was the experience that you got for the finance, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
How much do us normal people get?
It would be four.
Three?
Here, four. Hold on. I made some notes. Give me just 1 second. So everybody gets one, two, three. Everybody gets a base of three. Getting the job, legwork, and completion of the job, you get three for that.
Okay.
And then... Okay, hold on. I got to go through my notes here real quick.
Didn't Argos get us another one? Was that the end of trouble?
No, Argos got you another one, so everybody gets four.
Four. Okay, and then I got a fifth one for financial motive.
Yes, for you, your directive?
Fast talk. The fast talk you marked XP. Yeah.
Right, so I got one for the FD. I got one for the...
No, wait, no, you don't. Never mind. That's if you were trying to fast talk a PC. If they chose to follow along, they get to mark XP. So no, you don't get anything for that.
Okay, but I do get one for financial.
It says a chance
for the
of increase.
Directives. When you hinder the mission for a chance at extra profit, mark experience. Which I think.
Well, not really. It was part of the mission. Almost
it
was off script for sure.
Yeah, but it didn't really.
Didn't really hinder the mission. Didn't really help the mission. It helped us you doing that.
Although so. Polly got Polly got the extra experience because she did do something that was flashy to hinder you at the beginning and marked experience for.
I think I, by my count, have five.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got four.
Yep. Everybody's got four. Polly got five.
Okay.
Yeah. Illustrious is a good one to try and do. I was trying to do it, but didn't really pull it off. Because the difference between doing fame to draw unwanted attention and trying to desire for fame, meaning that you're going to be shot in the head.
Okay, and now cred. Let's see. How is this factored?
It's the
times
the stuff
three,
that
what you,
you
put in.
Yeah, because we chose extra paper.
So whatever you put in times three. So Polly got 9, Argos 6, Jack 6, Sky 6, Cookie 6, Razor 9.
So this now here's the question: is that we had 5 cred? So is that 6 in addition to the 5?
No,
or
you spent those?
I spent
whatever you whatever it was in order to wager.
Yeah.
Okay. So
11 cred. Woo!
So that is.
It's like you spending loads of stuff to gear up for the mission and spending it on research and.
Like, say, hey, look at me! I'm going to pull this off. Woo! Just what?
Yep. It could just be that as well.
Bert, something that I did not get did not read super clear in the PDF was, do our gear and intel roll over to the next game?
I would say yeah, if you're playing a campaign game, because that's part of this is the story is building on information that you figured out from previous things. I would think hold doesn't. I think all hold goes away.
Hold does not.
Yeah.
I would also say that intel definitely does not, because it's intel on the
specific
thing that you were just
yes.
hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're not hitting the same thing yet.
I would say gear.
I was just looking over this because I was thinking, hey, gear, I remember reading something, and I've just got to put, gear obtained with produce equipment is as permanent as any yep. other gear the characters buy. So I don't think that the gear statistic would carry on, but I think anything that we pulled out
yes.
with by spending gear during it might.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
like,
know if we turn the gear in for cred or something.
Cookie would have some of the fake chemical around still because she produced 10 kilograms of it. And what
she
else
can determine if they were like bombs or something and hold on to them. And I'm keeping the SUV, for example.
Yeah.
I would also have the colors that smell.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you would have some of the drugs.
Full of that.
Yeah, things that you should note down. Yeah, I think the only thing that would go away is any hold, because hold's a temporary use.
Okay, so if you do we have any gear that or intel we need to spend so we can hold it? We can easily say it's guns and stuff. I mean, heck, Argos picked up a handgun, apparently. So he could probably add that to his gear, equipment if he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
See, the advantage of having fairly obvious skill wires on your back is that nobody can see the concealed weapons.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I've got a new contact, Johnny the drug dealer.
Can any of us do contacts, or is it a particular move that you guys do?
No, everybody can do contacts.
Okay. Do it once a game.
Once a game.
For free, and you keep the ones you've established. So you get a new one each game, potentially.
Alright, okay.
So, did you establish a contact?
No. I don't know if it was a move or just a general thing. So.
It is a move, but...
Everyone.
A specific playbook move.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's a general.
I have that.
Establish a contact, but also it's what you use for hitting the streets.
It's also I know people.
Yeah. There's different ways, but...
If you want, you can probably... it's up to Bert, but you could say, I would like to establish a contact, even if you do not use it.
No, I'm fine for now. I'll sign the booth next time, if I think of that. It's fine.
All good. Yeah. Well, it was a bit rough. I wish I had had more time to really fully grok things. Reading this white on black print, man. Ugh, it's killing my eyes. Had a really hard time going through it. I enjoy it. There were some things that, as a GM, I know it's a different kind of game. I mean, this is mostly about the story, and then you interface the rules when there's a question. But much less so than in the game that I'm used to playing. Like, I really wanted to say, like, is there any kind of stealth? No, not really.
Act under pressure is the only stealth.
Yeah, and then seeing things, like making perception checks. Like, nope, no such thing. Just give it to them.
There's assess and...
Well, assess specifically says, speaking, do not use it as a perception check.
Well, yes, I know, but it's just... Under assess, there's, like, what is hidden... What do I see that is trying to be hidden?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of is also perception, even though, generally speaking, you should just see it.
Yep.
A prime example that I can think of from the game is when Sharon asked, is there anybody making bets? How it should have happened is Sharon says, I go up to the person making bets. Because unless Bert has a good reason to veto a person placing bets, there is a person placing bets, because that's what she wants the story to involve.
Yes, that is true. It's very different, and I would like to play more of this kind of game to be more comfortable with it.
I do think it's going to take a couple tries to figure everything out, because when I was reading it, I had trouble keeping up with the jargon
Yeah.
I found it. I found it actually once I started getting a little more of a hang of the jargon specifically. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels intuitive once you get past the basic hurdle of
yeah.
new words.
It is actually kind of counterintuitive compared to our normal gameplay.
Yeah.
Because it involves a lot more from the players.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to toot my own horn. Is basically, you got to go at it like Polly. You know, you don't have to pussyfoot around on these things. Until you actually get the job, you don't have to worry about, you know, scoping the scene too much. But if you scope the scene, there's something to scope.
Yeah, I also, once you get around, basically, you know, your gear has tags, and that dynamic, it actually is, it helps you with a more story-oriented, player-oriented gameplay style.
Yeah, which we didn't really use at all because I just wasn't comfortable with it right off the bat. I mean, you know, if we got into a car chase, for instance, I would say, you know, hey, what are your tags on that car that you're driving? You know, we would say that in the fiction, you got a car that specifically was nondescript. You know, that was.
I actually got aggressive.
Yeah, okay. Aggressively nondescript?
No, it's. Yeah. Aggressive is more like a performance tag, really.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also, like, I had an option to get flashy vehicle.
Mm-hmm. We didn't use any of the cyber stuff.
You didn't, I did.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a super big fan of the tags, but this game is also geared towards making the players and GM make hard choices, it seems. Because,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard to try to optimize your character, more or less, with all the various moves. Because
mm-hmm.
I am, like to be familiar with the rules in general. I'm even something of a rules lawyer. I'll pipe in, when I can. Richard's kind of the same way, right, Richard?
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, using our powers for evil or anything, but, those are our inclinations towards playing the game because we like to understand the game and play to our strengths and you know not have to futz around figuring out what we can and cannot do. Richard, do you have any inputs on this game?
Right now, no. I can't think of anything.
I think it needs a couple more.
Yeah.
That's
one of the biggest things I've heard about all Apocalypse World style games is that you really can't see what it does unless you play several games of it. Because there's stuff that just doesn't come out until you play it more.
I have played several versions of Apocalypse World, hence, mm-hmm. and none of them have. I mean, all of them have the same general thing, roll 2d6 and add the stat to it, and then 7 through 9 and is a success, and 10 is an awesome success. But the flavor of all of them is so radically different that even having sat down and played, like, I played a load of actual Apocalypse World, and then I come over and I play The Sprawl. It still takes a while to get familiar with the game. Because it is such a radically different form, even though it uses mainly the same sort of rules behind it. It is just so different from anything else that I had.
Well, I think this one was good for really getting the basic dynamic and flavor down. So, I mean, me personally, I'd like to play another one where we... like basically use more, getting using the cyberware, doing a little more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this was a good first run, simply to get people used to the mechanic.
One thing out of the mechanics I'm not sold on yet is the combat system, particularly in this one, because I think it expects you to import combat from the other base apocalypse worlds, because the only move, Cause Harm, that I saw is very vague. Basically, if you roll 10, you beat up everybody, it seems. If you didn't, you took damage, and damage is pretty high in this game.
I was actually going to tote that as one of my favorite parts of this system, is that across the board, this is the mechanic, this is how it's determined. It's not zooming in so much on combat that kind of clogs up the other systems.
Well, yes, but it's just very, very vague and not very well defined, which is also the point. But when you come from other things like the standard, gold standard, not even gold standard these days, but the, you know, the one, the system that set the bar, Dungeons and Dragons, it is basically a combat simulation game first and role-playing second. Whereas this one's very much a role-playing first and combat not even really considered.
Yeah, there's less accounting in this one. But there's much more accounting in the other
everything
stuff.
Else. Yeah, a lot of other games.
Jamis, you got anything?
Oh, I was sort of distracted doing something else. the main thing is I don't really know, because I haven't looked at it, I don't really know what my moves are and everything, so I was sort of hanging back from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am more than happy to run more in the sandbox, keeping what we have, keeping the clocks where they are, and just continuing on to see what everything shakes out.
Well, the legwork and action clocks reset, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, those do.
Bert?
Yes.
I'm looking at the advancing chapter at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Links. At the end of a mission, each player chooses another character who, as a result of the mission, he has a better idea of how the character operates.
Oh, yes.
It's been happened, and I know them better. Increase your links with them by 1.
Ah, yes. We should do that. So every player choose another character that you have increased your link with that you feel perhaps will have your back in the future, or you'd rather you'd like to work with again.
Or you want to interfere with more.
Yes.
Because links is also for interference.
Yeah, that is true.
You want a house rule where nobody can pick the same person?
No. I'm free to let everybody pick who they want to pick. Because all it's doing is increasing your link to them, not the other way around.
Roger. So who wants to go first?
Actually,
I'll create a link.
The character increases their links to you by 1, so.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the opposite way you were just saying.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead, Jamis.
Yeah, go ahead, Jamis.
I was going to say, I probably get another link with Polly, because now I've seen how she operates a bit, and she can protect me when I'm under the, when I'm in the net.
Okay, yeah, it's the opposite way around. So, like, you've decided Polly. So, Polly increases her link with you by 1, and you do nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, it says, explain what happened and what they now know about your character. That character increases their links with you by 1.
Okay, so I will put down Razors plus 1.
Okay. Katie,
Mean Razors has to explain why Polly now knows a little bit more about him. Is that what it said?
Yes.
And he did, because packing and driving is a good tag team, because I can protect him while he's in the net.
Okay.
Yeah, Katie, go ahead and say who did Cookie bond with?
Well, the only person I really had any contact with was Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretended he was my boyfriend.
So what does Jack now know about your character?
That I just say stuff. Disrespectful boyfriend. I just say stuff.
No brain to mouth filter.
Yeah, I just say stuff. Because they also went and stole the box of drugs. Right out from underneath their nose. Just say stuff. So watch out, Jack.
All right. So Jack will mark 1 with Cookie.
And Sharon, who does Sky, who knows something a little bit more about Sky?
That's a good question. I probably have to... What was that? I thought a little bird said something that I couldn't quite hear. Probably I would have to say... It's either going to... Probably either Jack, because we have a friendly, we now have a friendly rivalry going rather than an adversarial relationship, or Argos, because he's not as standoffish as I thought.
Well, to choose one of them, they learned something about you. So which would you rather have learned something about you?
I'd say Argos, that I'm pretty good at creating a distraction, but I'm not very good at staying on script.
That's actually
perfect. Is exactly what I learned.
Yeah. Richard, who learned something about Jack?
I guess razors. Razor. I guess because it's the first time we've worked together.
That's true. Yeah.
Didn't know anything about one another beforehand. Gone.
That's perfect.
We know one another's names for a start. That's a thing.
Just Jack, right.
Damn you.
It's Jumping Jack Rabbit Flash.
Okay. Michael, who learned something about Argos?
I'm going to say that Cookie did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get roleplay this as well as I wanted to, but at the beginning he was pretty much staring daggers at her. Because he didn't want somebody forced on his team.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, he apologized for putting the gun to her head.
Oh.
It's not the way I wanted the mission to go, but we're good.
Okay. Awesome. So Cookie marked down Argos. And Steven, who learned something about Polly?
Let's see. Who gets the double whammy? I'm going to go reciprocate Razors. I'll let Razors and Argos... argue it out. No, Argos already knows Polly pretty well. Razors learned that Polly is a pretty cool chick. They share, their flashy mentality and, raising ruckus. They are kindred spirits, in a sense. That sound about right?
Yep.
Okay, now, does anyone have a link of +4? Or greater with any other character.
No, but it's too early for that.
Yeah.
I've got two with Polly.
Okay, because something special happens at a +4 link. Okay. And no one's going to have made 10 experience off of this, so there's no advancement yet.
How did you get +2 with Polly?
I have two. Mission.
Yeah, but I didn't give her +1. I gave Razors +1.
I had 2 links with Polly.
After this?
No, before.
Okay, before this, okay.
Yeah.
She was on 2 separate missions with me, but she was only supposed to mark +1 for my mission, I think.
Oh, we'll check it to see how that came about. I have the notes from that session. But okay, so no one's made enough to advance, so we don't have to do that. Links were done. No one's gunning for you, so you don't have to lie low. So you can enjoy your new cred levels.
Did I miss that part where we talked about how you increase cred?
Okay, you start with 5, you put forth 2, you got 6 back. So you should be
about 9.
Right.
Unless you spent any during the mission, which I don't think anybody did.
Nope. I did for the vehicle.
Oh, you did for your contact.
So I've got the highest cred. Ha ha ha, sucks to all of you.
It's just because you've been leaving Razors was here on every system you've infiltrated. That won't come back to bite you, no.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Well, you can buy stuff with your credit if you want now.
Yeah,
since we're in between missions, now would probably be the best time for Sky to do her, crew runs. Or right before the next game.
I'm going to say right before the next game.
Yep. All right, guys. I'm certainly game for trying more of these. I'm fascinated by the system and want to learn how to GM it a bit more for totally selfish reasons of having to edit and write some of this games for various companies. So
I'm for it. I like the world, at least, and the characters.
Yeah,
I didn't like drawing for all the characters.
Yeah, actually, Bert, this is going to sound really, really weird. I found this more enjoyable than most Shadowrun sessions that I've sat in.
That's fine. That is fine.
No. I liked your Shadowrun Leverage game that you ran a while ago. That was fun. But in terms of playing just plain vanilla Shadowrun with other groups, this one was a little more intuitive, far less fiddly.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll schedule some more in the future, and I'll continue to peruse the book. Now that they've got a print-friendly one, I might actually print it out to be easier on my aging eyes.
Listeners, he says we'll schedule one, but what he hasn't said is that this particular game has been like 2 months in the making.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has.
I'll take it we won't be doing Call of Cthulhu.
We will at some point, or at least people interested in it will. Not sure when that will happen, but preferably either next weekend or the week after, because I've got to get the reports in within. They send out a new Call of Cthulhu thing every month, and they want your reports in by the next month following week. So got a little bit of time to do it. We'll see. Cookie has a character sheet now if you want to fill it in. And you can get back to this Roll20 site whenever you want. You should be able to access Cookie and put her stuff in there. Otherwise, it's much later than I expected, but it was fun. We got through a session. It'll probably go up in the feed in the next few weeks. For those of you that were doing Deadlands tomorrow, I will see you then. For the rest, it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's hope the stars align and I can play again.
Yes.
Yes.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.